The end of your camp week and everything from last week to this week, and I think you had a turnout for pretty good for every day, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think we ever had any numbers less than 40 at any camp. Today we maxed it out at 40 and completely filled it, and I just love watching the support from everybody around the area. Like, we had people coming from Colorado, Valentine, Nebraska, I think was the furthest north we went. But it's just, it's fun. It's really exhausting, but at the end of the day, it's also really rewarding as well.
A couple of former player, or at least one former teammate of yours who came back to help you, right?
Yes. So a former teammate of mine at SWASU, Southwestern Oklahoma State University. She's a Division II coach out of Missouri. I just wanted to do something different and fun. You know, sometimes, you know, all these same girls, I've had them for like 6 years, and sometimes it's better like to hear from other people. I mean, we do change up some things that we teach, but like to hear something different from somebody else, I think is also a huge learning thing that they can take in, and I thought it went really well, and she taught me stuff too, so it was great for everybody.
And then of course you started things off last week with the little itty bitty kids, or maybe not little itty bitties because they're still to come, right?
Yes, our itsy bitsy spikers are coming up July 31st, so that's like that last Monday in July that we'll have their camp. And I've decided to put that camp later, so I have all hands on deck. All my players will be here, so there'll be 14 people besides myself. But we did have our 3rd through 5th grade, which they are pretty little. We had them come in, and we had like 68 girls in that one, which was super fun. But you can still sign up for Itsy Bitsy Spikers. I'll be posting all that stuff on our Facebook page. So if you want to throw your kid in there, boys and girls. So we had a good number of boys last year, and hopefully we have more this year.
And then also you had kind of your annual tryout camp, which brought in a lot of girls too, right?
Yes. So we had our first open tryout for 2024 last Friday, and we had 24 girls, I think it was. Great group, really great quality in that group. And if everybody comes here and commits, I won't have to recruit for 2024. So, I mean, I can always wish.
Which you're already beginning to do that already, aren't you?
So out of that open tryout, we actually had one verbal commit, and she actually came to camp today, and we have two others that are going to give me a commitment either in 2 weeks or let me know for sure, yes or no.
Your Wild West All-Star Volleyball Classic here on Saturday went four sets. You had a chance to see a lot of the area kids compete.
Yes, that was a good match. You know, a lot of people going into it, they're like, West is going to win. And I'm like, you never know. Like, talent doesn't always win. Sometimes it's more or less like who plays well together. And like, we noticed like the East team, they showed up everywhere together. They did everything like together, and they played really well together. And I think at the end of the day, that's what wins games. So yeah,
that was all. That's a lot of fun for some of those girls. It's their last chance to play, huh?
Yes. And it was so fun. Like, there was some great, like Kaylin Barnett. I don't know if you know her. She played really well. Joy Rippin, I think she dug every ball that went down the line. Who else was on that team that did really well? Emerson Swanson, she phenomenal, played, had a lot of good digs. It was great, both sides, tremendous like plays. There were some good rallies involved and some really good plays and some great digs on both sides.
I see you posted your schedule on the flyer the other day on Saturday. So that schedule, your first games are August 18th and 19th or something like that. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's the third weekend in August, and we start here with one of our first classic tournaments. And so be ready, McCook. I think we have 14 teams coming in for that one, and then we'll have another tournament Labor Day weekend. So another pretty big tournament as well.
Did you change much with the schedule this year?
Nope. It's pretty similar. I decided, you know, that's a really good schedule for us and our team, like, you know, traveling a little bit, and the more that we can host stuff at home, we don't have to travel. And not only it's a big community thing, but it also gets us playing on our home court where we can like rest our bodies for our big trips. So every year we will take a trip down south, so we're still doing that, just at a different tournament.
And you're going to Texas, right?
Yes. So last year we went to Texas, we went into Dallas, and this year we're going to be north of Dallas a little bit. So I have a lot of good friends down there, and so every year I told them I'm going to go every other year. I'll switch back and forth between your tournaments.
When do you get the kids officially to move here and get ready?
Yep, July 30th. So they're moving in on a Sunday, and they get to start off by doing little kids camp. So I think that's a pretty good test to see if they make it or not.
And then the running begins, right?
Exactly. When you see them running down the road to CrossFit, then you know our season has begun.